In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Religious ecstasy. It is a state of concentration in God, in which the person remains totally immobile, and sometimes with the eyes closed. Even speaking, but unaware of any external sensation. One can pass lights in front of their eyes, or stick them with pins, without them feeling anything. Father Pedro Pablo declares, I have tried several times during the ecstasy of persons to sink pins in the arms or in the head, but there were no signs of pain. I once pierced the skin to the bone with the pin. About Gemma's ecstasy, there is a whole book published, The Book of Ecstasy. It was written by Ms. Cecilia, or by Mother Euphemia Gemma Giannini, who, in the process of beatification, certified that they were authentic. Matteo Giannini, the father of St. Gemma Galgani, affirms in the process that he has seen Gemma in ecstasies many times in his house. Sometimes she was on her knees, other times standing with her head raised, with her hands together, sitting, or in the bed. And he says, her eyes seemed motionless without blinking. Even if a lighted candle passed in front of her eyes, or if I clapped my hands. They were staring at the crucifix, if there was one, or at a point where she looked like she was seeing someone she was talking to. In three or four times of ecstasies, I've seen the stigmata on her hands. They had a deep cut on the back and on the palm of the hand. The wound was about an inch and a half long and bleeding. As soon as my sister, Ms. Cecilia, or someone else dried it, more blood came out again. When she had these ecstasies, her appearance was like a seraphim, and her eyes were full of joy, showing that she was talking to Jesus, the Virgin, or her angel. Ms. Cecilia clarifies, the ecstasy lasted between 10 minutes to an hour or an hour and a half, and up to 2 hours. Once Father Germanus told me that she was lifted up to kiss the crucifix. Ms. Cecilia relates that in the last 2 years, as soon as she received communion, she was in ecstasy. It was necessary to take her immediately to a pew so people would not talk about it. But if she ever did not move her in time, Gemma remained in the same place where she received communion, without being able to move for an hour. So I asked the confessor and the director for permission so that at a mental command, I could bring her back from ecstasy. Many times I did that, and Gemma obeyed me right away. Fray Femiano, a Passionist, was present during an ecstasy of Gemma's and heard her say, Jesus, I would love you as much as the martyrs, as the angels and seraphim, and even more, I would like to love you as much as your Blessed Mother loved you. Levitation. In regards of levitation, Father Germanus wrote, "In the dining room of the house, there was a large crucifix, to which Gemma professed singular devotion. When she was alone, she stood or knelt before the image to which she was so devoted, staring at it with her eyes. When she felt her heart burn with the deep thoughts that the image inspired in her, and preventing herself from entering ecstasy, she pressed a kiss at the foot of the cross and left quickly. Sometimes, however, it occurred to her that, attracted her by devotion, she did not do it quickly enough. Rather, overcome with the desire to kiss the side of Jesus, and while she was trying to accomplish it, she rose from the ground to embrace the crucified Lord. I can't say how many times this happened, because I didn't dare ask her." On a day in September 1901, as she told me herself out of obedience, while preparing the table, she was just circling like a butterfly around the crucifix. The more she looked at him, the more her heart beat in her breast and yearned. She wished she could throw herself at him to hug him, and she even tried several times to do it. At last she let out a scream, saying, "Jesus, help me. I am thirsting for your blood." An admirable thing has happened to St. Francis of Assisi with my Holy Father Pablo de la Cruz. The image becomes the divine person it represents. He unclamps his right arm and, with a tender gaze, invites his wife to come to him. Gemma leaps and succeeds. Jesus embraces her and presses her mouth to the wound on his side. Holding Gemma in his arms, she drinks and is satisfied in that divine fountain, while she remains extended and standing, as if resting on a cloud. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.